From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline, that's where the game starts, folks. That's our sponsor of the show. Make sure you jump on over there. This is Believe in Commanders. I always forget about this because we do it in between. And I have to, hey, let's reopen the show. So welcome to Believe in Commanders. Anthony Armstrong here. I'm joined by Cam Rogers. Brian Murphy is being a dad, new dad. Congratulations to him. So he's busy. Cam is joining us. He's sport betting analyst with Believe Network. He has his show Lock It In with Cam Rogers. He has picks every week that he puts out there on the Twitter space. Cam, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining.
What's going on, Anthony? Happy to be here. Happy to reveal my spoiler alert right here on the show. So for anybody planning on watching these games, I'm sorry for revealing the scores, but I have to.
Hey, see, that's why me and Brian have been talking. I was like, we got to get Cam on for the betting part. It makes the most sense. But now we got Cam on, and then Brian's not here. So he's missing out. He gets to hear about it. But let's get this thing started. Thursday night football. You've got the Atlanta Falcons, 2.5-point favorites, going to Carolina. Cam, what do you got?
Yeah, I picked Carolina to stun Cincinnati a week ago, and look how that worked out. So I'm done with the Panthers. I'm done with PJ Walker right now. We'll see what happens in this game. But here's the reality. The Falcons own the Panthers, having won 8 of their last 10 against Carolina. So I think that trend continues. I think they run the football well. Cordarrelle Patterson is such a fun player to watch. So just run the football with him, use that offensive line. I think Atlanta puts up 30 on Carolina. They win 30-21, so they cover.
He even gave us a score, y'all. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. I'm just going to give you a pick. I think Atlanta gets this one done. Carolina tricked that one off. They kind of popped their top a little early the last time. But I'm going to go with Atlanta here in this game. Now, this second game, this one is actually going down in Germany, so it's on at 8:30 in the morning on the 13th here on Sunday. So we got the Seattle Seahawks 2.5-point dogs and extreme road dogs because this one's in Germany, like I said, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're going from Seattle to Germany. Let's just factor that in, by the way, for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I figured, is it cheaper and better to go the other way?
Right.
We should Google that because there's probably going to be all over the TV, but I've been riding with Geno and I've just been riding with Geno ever since he said, hey, he didn't write him back. And I was like, I love that, man. I love how he's showing up on the field and erasing the doubters, but my goodness, traveling halfway across the world to play against Tom Brady. I think that's tough. I think that's tough. I'm going to still ride with Geno because there's some off-the-field stuff that I feel would definitely take my attention away from what's going on the field for Mr. Brady. So I'm going to say the Seahawks get it done. That young defense looks like Legion of Boom 2.0, just younger, and they don't know no better. They don't know that Tom Brady's supposed to be the best man in the league right now. So I think they'll be able to go over there and have some bratwurst and some Buccaneers for lunch. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Sometimes you just have to look at the line and think to yourself, well, there's a reason why Vegas is doing this. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are favored -2.5. I think they cover in this matchup, but they have to figure out a way to run the football. I think they can against this 27th ranked rush defense for Seattle. Again, the travel is a big storyline for me with the Seahawks and sort of getting acclimated to Germany after that long trip. I mean, I think you're approaching 20 hours in an airplane alone. So with that, I think Tampa Bay finds a way here. I don't think it's pretty. It hasn't been all season long, but give me Tampa Bay to cover.
And I'll tell you, if you're going to have to tell me that it's like, man, we had to travel, make these folks travel 20-some hours for us to get a win, I say, you know what, I'll take it. That's probably how they feel right now. It's like, we will take it. Another team that's been feisty, same state as Tampa Bay, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are 9.5-point dogs to the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Do you think that 9.5 is too big?
It's too big. Yeah, I've got Jacksonville covering. I feel pretty good about that one. One of my best bets this week, +9.5 to get that one done in Kansas City. And listen, the Titans hung around there with Malik Willis and Derrick Henry running the football, playing good defense. The Jaguars can kind of emulate that a little bit here against the Chiefs. The Chiefs have some issues in the run D, and that'll allow for this game to quicken up. So I think the Jaguars really keep it tight, 28-25. They lose, but they keep it tight.
Yeah, I think that's another good one. ETN had 150-some-odd yards in one of these past couple of weeks. And the Jacksonville Jaguars team have been very, very they've shown some flashes. They've shown some flashes that they're very close. I think they're probably ahead of schedule based on what everybody was expecting. I was thinking they were probably like another coach away before actually hitting some strides. So I'm excited to see what they're doing. They can cover this one, but Kansas City will win. But man, I tell you, how quickly it can go from being a 7-point game and you think you're good, and then here comes the last touchdown or field goal that puts it out. You know what I mean? Hate those things. My goodness. Here's an interesting matchup. Houston Texans, they're taking a trip up to the Big Apple, well, actually, Jersey. They're going to Jersey to play the Giants. What you got there?
Upset special. Houston goes into East Rutherford and beats the New York Football Giants, particularly because, Anthony, these teams are actually very similar on the offensive side. The Giants are 29th in the NFL in net yards per play. The Texans are 30th. So this is going to be a close game, and the Giants are not good on the defensive side here. 31st in opponent yards per carry at 5.5, all right? So run Damian Pierce all day long. Some play action off of that. I think the Texans find a way. They get it done.
That sounds really good. I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go against you, I should say, not against the grain. I'm going to roll with the favorite with the Giants. Just I feel like they're going to find a way to get it done. That 4.5 is a little scary. I think the game could easily be a 3-point game, but I do feel that they can get this one handled. The issue for me with the Giants is I think that, one, nobody expected them to come out to that start. And then there's no problem. There's no fault to them for that. But I think that the league will catch up to them after a while. You know, Daniel Jones will kind of come back down to earth a little bit. No disrespect to him, but he's been playing great, played really well. But things are going to kind of settle down when people get tape on you. But this week, fellas, I need y'all to go ahead and get this dub and cover it. Going into I think this is the closest line of the week. 1.5-point favorite New Orleans Saints. They head up there to Pittsburgh to play Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. They got Pickett and Pickens out there. What do you got? Who are you picking in this matchup?
It's going to be somewhat of a baseball score. 14-10, the Steelers win at home. Here's what I want everybody to focus on. Mike Tomlin knows Andy Dalton very, very well from his days at playing in Cincinnati, all right? So I think coming off the bye, well-rested, Kenny Pickett, more time to learn the playbook a little bit as a starter. I think the Steelers, by the way, TJ Watt back on the defensive side, find a way to get it done against the Saints. And the Saints are not really good. And again, they're coming off a short week, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I think that they have a little bit of everything going on. So sometimes you got Andy Dalton in there, then you got Taysom Hill throws in there, and obviously the TV loves that because they get to run all that content. But in this one, I'm going to still roll with the Saints. I think just Kenny Pickett probably makes him a little bit too many mistakes. You got a good veteran defensive coordinator, head coach Dennis Allen. I think the Saints can at least pull this one out and get this win. Still, like I said, it probably won't be pretty. It won't be pretty at all. I like that. I like what you said, baseball score. I'm thinking 5-2. Ugh, just filthy. Just filthy. Now we're talking still filthy. Detroit goes down to Soldier Field. They're playing the Bears. Bears are a 3-point favorite. Do you think they get this one?
Yeah, this is another best bet of mine this week. The Bears cover no problem at all. This is a team that can run the football really, really well. The run blocking on the offensive line is great. Justin Fields has arrived, Anthony, and I think that momentum just continues from a week ago. So I think the Bears blow out the Lions 33-17.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Ooh, wee. 33-17. I think the big key here is how is Justin Fields going to handle that pressure? Because, you know, Aaron Glenn is going to dial that thing up there in Detroit. He loves the pressure, but they've also been beat by the pressure and they give up a lot of points in Detroit, but they found a way to score them. I kept swinging the bat with Detroit. I kept getting up there thinking this will be the week. They'll get him one. They don't do it now. Nope. I think Justin Fields, like you said, he's kind of feeling himself. He's getting comfortable in using his legs. I think sometimes you see young players, they try to be something else. I think we get into too many labels and you try to play outside of what you are. Play comfortable. Play loose. You can throw the ball. You're a quarterback for a reason, but you're also very talented with your legs. Use that as a weapon. He's doing that. Chicago gets that W. Now, here's a couple of my former teams. Even though I was only with Cleveland for about 2 weeks, longer than that. But Cleveland is going down to South Beach to play the Dolphins. They're 3-point dogs. Cleveland, the Browns, are dogs, 3.5-point dogs, I should say, against the Dolphins. What do you think there? I think Tua and them, they're going to light them up. I think Miami covers this easy.
We have a few disagreements this week, Anthony. Browns upset special in Miami. The Dolphins are 1-5 ATS in their last six games. They just surrendered 6.3 yards per carry to the Bears a week ago. All right. Now you've got Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, and that really good offensive line for Cleveland. Utilize that, win the line of scrimmage, steal a win in Miami. I think the Browns stun the Dolphins.
Now, do you not feel I think that Miami has confidence in the fact that they got enough offense for whatever they're dealing with on the defensive side.
I think that's a dangerous game to play.
Hell yeah, it is.
Only because, right? I mean, the offensive line for Miami isn't that great. And if they have an off game, you can't rely on the defense to sort of save you a little bit. Not like a Baltimore Ravens or a Buffalo Bills. So I think the Browns kind of smell that opportunity and they're going to run the rock a lot. So
Yeah. We will see. I think we have Kareem Hunt maybe as one of our running backs. So he can have a good game for fantasy purposes. But for this game, I need Miami to win by 4. So let's take it over here. This is a matchup we talked about previously. Kirk Cousins and the Vikings slide on up to Old Orchard Park to play Buffalo Bills. Is Josh Allen going to play or is it going to be Case Keenum? You mentioned earlier you think that it don't matter. They're going to rally up those wagons.
Yeah, it's not going to matter. Again, I think the Vikings are a fraudulent 7-1 team. I think they are the worst 7-1 team I've ever seen. And listen, they're scoring the 12th lowest points per game away from their home stadium. Now they're going up to a tough place to play in Buffalo. I don't know what the temperature is going to be, but I'm willing to bet it'll be sub 40 degrees. So give me the Bills to win somewhat of an ugly game, considering Case Keenum is going to play at quarterback. 21-10, Buffalo gets it done. This team is angry, by the way. They just lost to the Jets, Anthony. So,
hey, you can't diss the Jets like that now. I mean, the Jets have been playing good ball. Call it what it is. It's one of those ones where it feels weird to say it. You know, it feels weird to have to talk about how Sunday. I'm looking at the weather. I pulled up the weather here. Sunday in Buffalo, 41 degrees with a low of 31, and there's a little flurry. So it's going to be yucky. It's going to be yucky weather. With that said, I was going to go and think Minnesota could cover something, but I'm going to go with Buffalo, man. I think Buffalo's going to be all right. That cold and that scenario there. Too much. The only ice that Kirk had on is going to be across his neck. It's not going to be doing the dance out there and on the field. It's going to be a little bit too much. Give me Buffalo in this one. Here's one matchup. Probably not as exciting as we wanted it to be. Denver, 2.5-point dogs. They're going to Tennessee. What you got there? Malik Willis versus Russell Wilson.
Yeah, so Denver has been so darn bad on the offensive side. Like, it's absolutely broken right now. The Titans are 6-0 ATS in their last 6 games. Broncos are 4-8 ATS in their last 12 games. The Broncos only convert 29.2% of their third down opportunities. The Titans have the best third down defense in the NFL. Big flip from last year. Give me the Titans to cover -3 easily.
Yeah, you got that one. Yeah, that's probably the play. That's probably the play. It's definitely going to be what that defense does. And then eventually, they're going to hand it off to Derrick Henry.
Give him 30 times and move on.
It might need to be 40. Just hand that sucker off. I mean, Malik Willis threw it 10 times that one other week. I think he's going to throw it about 9 or 10 times this week, too. I'll take Tennessee as well. This is a game that's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of storylines. The Vegas Raiders play host to Jeff Saturday and his Indianapolis Colts. They're 5-point dogs, the Colts are. What say you, Cam Rogers?
Yeah, I think this is a bounce-back opportunity for the Raiders. They're a much better team at home. I think they find a way to get this one done. The Colts have a decent front 7, but I still love Josh Jacobs at the running back position. And then you have a new head coach, a new play caller, and somewhat of a new quarterback who's struggling right now in Sam Ellinger. So all that to say, Raiders easily in this one.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be the ultimate just collapse of a season for the Colts. I don't know Jeff Saturday. I don't know. But the hiring seems weird. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to him. You know, you get your job. But it just seems a little odd. And I don't see how a team can really show up and actually – perform at a high level with that type of change going on. So I'm going to roll the dice with the Vegas Raiders on this one. Here's one. Two teams that are probably, in my eyes, underperforming. Definitely not where they would want to be in the position of their division. And for the entire year, the Rams are playing host to the Cardinals. 1-point favorites, the Rams are. What say you, Cam Rogers?
Is the line down to one? That's amazing. Yeah, I'm going with the Rams in this one easily. Much like the 49ers own the Rams own the Cardinals, having won 11 of their last 12. Cardinals are 0-6 ATS in their last six games within the NFC West. I just don't know who the Cardinals are, and now we're getting news that Kyler Murray is dealing with injuries, and I guess Matt Stafford is in concussion protocol right now too, so it could be Colt McCoy against John Wofford at the quarterback position. Isn't that exciting? So anyway, the Rams own the Cardinals. Give me the Rams. I'm not going to overanalyze this one.
Yeah, that's definitely a game. I feel like the hype is falling off quickly. I'll go Rams as well. Home team will do it. Dallas, 4.5-point favorites going up to Green Bay. What do you got there? Is Dez Bryant going to be have some revenge after this one?
I guarantee you Dez Bryant will be tweeting during this game, and I think he will be happy because the Cowboys win, the Cowboys cover. The Packers, much like the Broncos, are broken on the offensive side. Aaron Rodgers is frustrated. His wide receivers stink. And they can't run the football right now. So, listen, I just can't see how the Packers find a way to keep this one close. Unless Aaron Rodgers just pulls a rabbit out of his hat, which certainly he can do. He's Aaron Rodgers, but Dallas, they're just such a good team. Give me the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I think that Cooper Rush really helped this team a lot more than people are willing to give him credit for by being able to just hold it down and win ball games. And then people are like, oh, well, the defense did. I don't care what you say. Cooper Rush did a damn good job. And now you get your starting quarterback back in. They're going to be able to handle the 36-degree weather. It's going to be cold up there in Green Bay, but it's going to be clear, clear skies. And they're going to be able to have their way with Green Bay, frankly. It surprises me how they just haven't given Aaron Rodgers any help. And I mean, Matt LaFleur, I'm really confused. Like, help your boy out, man. Give him something. Do something. Then you hear after the fact they've made some offers and tried to do something, but it's not enough. Hadn't been enough so far. So I'll take Dallas as well. Tony Pollard is playing outside of his mind, and I think he's going to help them over the cheese. Here we go. Let's take it back to the West Coast. We got the Chargers 7-point dogs against the 49ers. What do you got?
The Chargers are such frauds. They're not a good football team. I mean, they're okay, but like they're not going to win this game and they're not going to cover in this game, particularly because their front seven is horrible. They just relinquished over 200 yards to the Atlanta Falcons last week. And yes, they won the football game, luckily, but that's not sustainable. And here comes Christian McCaffrey, this offensive line for San Francisco, and Kyle Shanahan, who's probably licking his lips looking at this front seven for LA. So 49ers -7, they cover no problem.
I feel like the Chargers are definitely one of those teams that they're real shiny. It looks real good, and you go there and you knock it over, and you're like, dang, it's not what I thought. And I want them to be so good, but San Francisco, they will win this game, and they're just like an ugly win. They're just an ugly winning team right now. Jimmy Garoppolo gets them over the top. They can get this 7-point win, probably win by 8. That's probably what you're looking at right there. Last matchup, Monday night game, Washington. We mentioned this earlier on the other show. Washington is an 11-point dog against Philly on the road. What do you got?
I've got the Commanders keeping this one close. That spread is too big for me. Taylor Heinicke at the quarterback position. He's gritty. He's athletic. He can create. If this was Carson Wentz, I'd probably pick Philadelphia to cover, but that's not the case here. So I think Washington finds a way to keep this one tight, but Philadelphia does indeed win outright.
Yeah, I like that as well. 11 points are too big. There's going to be probably like a late minute drive, you know, minute 30, and you give the ball to Washington and you see what happens. That's going to determine if Washington wins or if they just end up covering this game. So I think that's the scenario that we'll be in. I'll save my overall prediction for the fourth quarter, but I think Washington can cover this one. So pretty good week right there, Cam. I appreciate you jumping in for Brian. Glad to have you. Y'all check him out on his show, Lock It In, over there on the Believe Network. Cam, you got anything for him?
Just follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rogers 99. Continue the conversation with me. Let me know who you're picking this week in the NFL. And Anthony, of course, thank you so much for inviting me on. You're doing great work. I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Now, y'all check us out on TuneIn Radio, Sirius XM, We're all over the place, all your favorite streaming platforms. And hey, check us out on Twitter as well. Hit us up. Let us know what your picks are. What do you agree with? What do you not agree with? Thanks to the folks over there at Bet Online. Use that code BLEAV to get that 50% welcome bonus. We are out of here, guys. We'll see you later. Have a good one.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.